WKGC, your local public radio station. Good morning on the eve of Thanksgiving. It's Tori Shea, and this is The Mix. Good morning to all my friends here in the studio. So happy to have full microphones.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. We might even have to get out an extra microphone over there.
We might. We are talking about the holidays as we move into the season. Producer Brandon's Black Friday Holiday Survival Guide. We'll also have a travel forecast as well as a local forecast from meteorologist Wayne Gentry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And also, Deborah and Micaiah are here with some holiday cheer. They are students, and you're often on the HD3 channel, right?
Yes.
We have two other radio stations besides WKGC, our main signal, the HD channels, Classical Elevator, HD2, that Tom babysits.
Yeah, that's my personal favorite.
And HD3, which is the student station.
Mm-hmm. Which is...
It's about my personal favorite.
Yeah, it's about interesting. We were listening to that when we were working on the tiny house outside the other day. And it is very interesting. It's an interesting radio station.
Yes. So if you have HD in your car, just press over to the other bands sometime and see what's going on with the students.
Just play it on your computer, your cell phone, your tablet, whatever you have, because we stream all of our stations are streaming now. So you can stream HD. You can stream this.
That's
you can stream HD1, HD2, or HD3.
WKGC.org. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you were a student here, Wayne, were you on the student station?
Yes, I was, but we had a little tin can hanging from a string, and we had to talk real loud.
actually, Wayne, that was your AM transmitter, it's sitting right there.
That looks very familiar.
It looks very familiar.
We do have some vintage equipment displayed here in the studio. So
yes, it's about the size of a lunchbox was the original transmitter for WKGC, AM 1480.
So, producer Brandon... you are planning on doing some holiday shopping.
Maybe this year, maybe not, but always prepared.
And you have some tips on how to get prepared. Do you think there are going to be lines and campouts at places like Best Buy? Or
every year.
Really?
Every year. In fact, I think there's someone already at Best Buy.
Oh,
I guarantee it. Someone's probably already at Best Buy.
We should have sent you out there to interview them. What makes someone start now to get that deal, I wonder?
They want to be the first in line. It's a limited amount of things for some of the deals, and some of those deals are only like 10 items of that thing are available.
Okay, so some stores have limited quantities.
Yes.
Or they're only going to sell a certain number at that bargain price. That's what they can afford to do. They can't just sell thousands of them at that price.
Well, the trick is, as well, is what they'll do is when they run out of the big item that's on sale, they'll try and press you to get these other smaller things that are available that they have more of, which, you know, it's still a bargain. You get it.
Right.
But the big name brand stuff is on sale. That's what they have the limited supply of.
And they're trying to draw you in with that. So when it's run out, they hope you buy other things.
Exactly.
So don't be coerced into buying other things. Is sticking to your holiday shopping list probably one of your tips?
It's down there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's down there somewhere.
Okay, so...
he's a dude. Give him a break. He's going shopping, you know?
He doesn't have a list. Yes.
There
he
are
have
no
a
details.
List at all.
It's going to involve electronics with him, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it's all electronics.
Is there an item at a technology store that you would be willing to camp out for?
Actually, I did earlier this year.
You've already done it.
And that's because that was during a shortage of the item. It was the Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
Back when they had that big old... shortage earlier in the year.
Okay.
And actually what you'll find is a lot of game systems go on sale during they get a massive cut to their price around Black Friday. Those get really, really popular.
Okay. Ladies, are you two into the game systems and the
yes.
gaming? Which one do you guys have?
Well, we haven't updated in a while, but we have Xbox 360.
Okay.
Yeah, we're old school, yeah. We're out of the loop.
And what technology items do you think are on your Christmas list this year?
A new laptop that can handle all my graphic design classes next semester.
Ooh. All right. And is that something you think you're going to have to stand in line for or push through the crowds?
Well, for me, I don't want to be in, like, just that brutal combat that's going to go on in the store. So yeah. I'll just take it easy and go online.
Okay.
Here. Yeah.
The Girl Shop Cyber Monday. But it is fun to shop Black Friday, regardless of the crowds. Some people are excited to get those deals. Gentlemen at the other end of the table, are you going to do any Black Friday shopping, Wayne?
Huh?
I have exactly the same response. Huh?
What about...
People have been killed in Black Friday shopping.
That's right.
No. In 2013, a gentleman who was a 34-year-old security guard at a store was trampled when they unlocked the door and trampled to death.
Oh my goodness!
So yeah, it's it can be dangerous out there. You know, you need to keep your head on a swivel when you're shopping.
When you've been around as long as we do, you know, it seems like I survived before the nomenclature Black Friday, and I'm sure I'm going to persevere through this era. You know, so,
rule number one of the survival guide. Don't go unless you have to.
Perfect.
And very good, Brandon.
And the prices are going to be better when we get close. Black Friday isn't always the best. Day to shop. I mean, it's just a very traditional day to shop. The actual term did not come because we trample people to death, but came from that was the day that the average retailer began to actually make money. As in going into the black rather than being in the red. That's where that term came from. But there's going to be more deals. And certainly, unless you're just into this sort of thing, you don't really need to go down to the parking lot at Best Buy and camp out.
And, of course, e-commerce, you know, has evolved to where most Black Friday deals that were only in person are now starting to come onto the internet.
Well, actually, I've been getting Black Friday specials and a notification of Black Friday specials for last week or so that I could order them now and I wouldn't have to beat the crowd.
Ah, perfect.
But then again, there's probably some fun of, you know, I'm not sure that I would think it would be fun of going to camp out, getting your little pup tent up in the parking lot and getting a good spot.
Kind of like
door.
Tailgating. It's kind of become like tailgating.
Oh, boy.
Camping out at the, you know.
A little bit, yeah.
Folks bring a little mini grill.
Yeah, you get a little mini grill and do some hamburgers there. And...
All right. We'll hear. We're talking about Black Friday survival tips with producer Brandon. We're also going to come back with a travel forecast as well as a local holiday forecast from meteorologist Wayne Gentry, as well as some music news and this day in history coming later in the hour. Here's 10,000 Maniacs on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, this is The Mix. Good morning. I'm Tori Shea on 90.7 FM and HD. We're talking holiday survival this morning and some Black Friday shopping tips from producer Brandon. That was Steely Dan, of course, to go along with the theme. Ooh, sorry about that, Tom.
With Black Friday.
Yeah. So run down this list of tips you have for us, Brandon.
So the Black Friday survival guide is ever-evolving, ever-changing every year.
Okay.
Of course, rule one, don't go unless you have to. Just Black Friday deals are going more towards the internet. And of course, Cyber Monday deals are almost as good as Black Friday, if not better, partially because you don't have to leave your house.
Yeah, you save all that time.
Rule two, be careful when you go to big box stores.
Yes.
As Tom has mentioned earlier in the show, there have been deaths at stores. So be careful when you go there.
That new flat screen isn't worth dying over.
No, it's just not. Isn't. No.
Yeah.
Bed sheets are not worth dying over either or getting into a fist fight either.
It's also not the time of year to pick up extra work as a mall security guard.
No, just not. Definitely not. No.
Stay away from that.
Rule three, make sure your phone is charged fully before you go.
Good idea.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah.
I've actually had my phone die on me 2 years in a row. Counting last year. So last year was the first year where my phone didn't die completely.
Congratulations.
But make sure your phone is fully charged.
That's a long shopping trip. You like to shop, Brandon.
Well, it's more I go to stores that have Wi-Fi, so I don't get bored. That's also.
So wait a minute. You're putting your life on the line to go to these stores on Black Friday to surf the internet on your phone?
Sometimes. I'm actually getting stuff. The Wi-Fi is just so I can not be bored in line.
Sometimes, okay. Wayne, I despair for the future, you know?
Make sure it's charged fully because those past 2 years I didn't have a ride by myself because I didn't have a license. Yeah. So make sure it's charged. That way...
You're not stranded somewhere.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow.
Never go alone is rule 4.
That's a good idea.
Because if you go alone, Murphy's Law is going to go into effect. You're going to have to leave your spot for one thing or another, and there you go. You've lost your spot in line.
Okay.
Always bring a buddy, that way or a group. That way anyone in the group can come and go as they need to and still have a spot in line.
And someone can wait in line. That's very good.
Rule 5, bring extra snacks.
Oh, yeah. Snacks are important.
You'll become the center of attention in your certain section of the line if you have snacks. So
I like
if
that.
You bring a few extra snacks to give to some people, you know, they
That's
may...
That's how you make friends.
They may become your friend and...
Can I go shopping with you?
Sure.
What kind of snacks are you bringing?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Maybe some leftovers from Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm coming.
Tori, I think you probably ought to think about making some ham biscuits, wrapping them up in wax paper, selling them for a couple of bucks a piece.
Oh, you can I could make money.
Before you walk in the door.
That's a great idea.
Pay for some of your shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, rule 6 is make friends. You'll be stuck in that line for hours, possibly days, depending on how committed you are to this.
Right.
Guy at Best Buy, I'm looking at you already. Already in line. Don't isolate yourself. Just make friends. Like, have small conversations with people. You might be surprised and make a friend or two.
Yeah.
And then rule 7, dress comfortably. Not the best. This is especially true for those that go after having their Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wear tight clothes.
No. And your Sunday best, probably not the best things to wear. Wear some comfortable tennis shoes. Wear something comfortable for the weather that you're going to be at.
Something that's already torn so that they won't notice when you leave, right?
That too.
All right. Well, those are some great tips. I'd still like to go shopping with you, but I am going to leave town for Black Friday. So I'm going to be shopping Black Friday in a mall that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, wow. Tell us how that goes.
Well, I have another little suggestion going from looking at my list of debacles, Black Friday debacles here.
Yes.
You might want to take goggles or some kind of a face shield, because in 2011, a lady attempting to get away from a crowd with a discounted Xbox took to pepper spraying the crowd around her to get out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Did That's she make
serious.
It?
It doesn't really say whether she made it. I think the police actually helped her out of the store at the end. I think she was escorted from the store. I don't know if she.
I don't think
can
she
you
kept
carry
the Xbox.
An Xbox when you're in handcuffs would be the question. Maybe not.
Very carefully.
Yeah, definitely. So, Wayne, tell us a little about what the weather is going to be like here on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, actually.
Is it going to be a good shopping day?
It sure is. It's going to work out real good. Today and tomorrow, pretty much the same. Cloudy skies. We'll get close to 70 each day. Just a slight chance of rain. I know it looks like it's going to rain, but it's like less than a 20% chance. Most of the energy as the last system stayed out in the Gulf of Mexico. And it's going to be actually afflicting. I can't help it. I think this is funny. It's probably going to have the biggest impact on Orlando, which is the number one travel destination at Thanksgiving, by the way. Orlando,
really?
Florida, followed by Anaheim. Do they have anything in common? Disneyland and Disney World. Third is New York City. Fourth is Honolulu, where the weather's always fantastic, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, for us, it's actually going to be good. Today and tomorrow are very fall-like days, kind of get you in the season. Feels mm-hmm. good. Almost 70 degrees. Friday through Sunday, mostly clear, a northerly breeze, and we'll bounce off 70 for our highs. So that's really quite nice. So Friday morning, in addition to all the other things you've got to have, you know, like the pepper spray, the handgun, just kidding. You don't have to wear much.
Don't need a jacket. Don't need an umbrella.
Yeah.
Great.
That's right. And there's a lot of people going to be traveling this weekend, by the way. AAA says 50.9 million. That's 50.9 million Americans are going to journey 50 miles or more from the house, which doesn't sound like too much fun, really. And interestingly enough, AAA expects to rescue more than 330,000 motorists this Thanksgiving thanks to lockouts, flat tires, and battery-related issues. So if you're traveling, be careful. On a positive note, both coasts are going to clear out. Today, there's some weather up in the northeast, but it exits the coast tomorrow. Thursday is going to be a nice day for most of the continental United States. And it's going to be pretty much that way all the way through Sunday, with the exception of the upper Midwest, where it's always cold and dreary. Just saying.
Well, that's good. I'm glad Scott didn't go home and they all went on a cruise rather than going back to the Midwest.
They're like cruising around the Bahamas or something. I don't think weather's their problem either.
Yeah.
Unless Wayne could whip up a tropical cyclone to make him
I've been known to whip up a tropical cyclone or two.
And technically, hurricane season is still on, right?
That's affirmative, yeah.
Until November 30th?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's possible. I mean, it happened this late?
Sure, it's happened this late. It's not that unusual, particularly as things have progressed. If you look back historically, it didn't happen very often in the early years. In fact, it just got extended to include November, I think maybe a decade ago, about 10 or 11 years ago.
Now, is it, if the climate, we're not allowed to say global warming, so if the climate change continues, is there going to be a time when it's always hurricane season? It's always, because I know that practically it's conceivably possible if you have warm enough water.
Well, it's a very interesting question. I was talking to the girls here earlier because they've lived in Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii and Guam and worked out there for quite a few years. And yes, I've experienced two typhoons at Christmas in Guam, which is 14 degrees off the equator. All you need is 82 degree water and, well, you need a few more things than that. Yeah. Obviously, there's an optimum situation. Excuse me. But yes, in theory, as the planet continued, if it did, continued to warm, it's possible that you could have tropical cyclones any time of the year.
Hmm.
Oh, great. Oh, just something more to look forward to.
I know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
I know. Well, we'll talk
I'm the one bringing a pepper spray at Black Friday, too, so it's just kind of what I'm doing today.
All right. We'll run down your survival tips again in just a minute. We'll also talk about this day in history. We have some music news that's a little bit sad today, and we'll get to that in just a bit. On the Mix on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, your local public radio station. I'm Tori Shea. This is The Mix along with the crew. Tom, good morning. Good morning. I'll turn the mics on. Good morning, Wayne Gentry, our meteorologist for the day.
Good morning, Tori.
And Deborah and Micaiah are here.
Hello. Helping, good morning.
Good morning. Helping us spread some holiday cheer. And producer Brandon with his holiday shopping tips. Thank you so much. That was David Cassidy with No Bridge I Wouldn't Cross. It's some of his later work as we do a little tribute to David Cassidy, the 70s heartthrob. He passed away last night, was admitted to the hospital last week, according to his publicist, and had multiple organ failure. Originally, they were hoping for a liver transplant, but that's just something that didn't happen in time. So he passed away last night at the age of 67, surrounded by his loved ones at a hospital in the Fort Lauderdale area. He was the son of actor and singer Jack Cassidy, who helped him get his start there with Shirley Jones on the Partridge Family. He had a few television appearances before that. He had a little experience. Also, the number one pop hit, I Think I Love You, and all those fun Partridge Family songs. Yeah. Wayne is rolling his eyes.
Wayne and I both lived through that era, and I'll tell you, neither one of us watched the Partridge Family, but the females in the house tended to watch that, especially the younger ones. This was just not something that at that point.
Guys weren't into that.
Guys were not into David Cassidy too much, no.
But he did go on to, have a solo career. He put out another dozen or so albums.
He was a good performer, good showman, and he actually could sing.
Yeah, that was a great track. That was kind of funky. And, he played Vegas after that.
Yes.
And that's where he had huge success in Vegas. He starred in the MGM show and also co-starred in a Vegas show with Sheena Easton.
Oh.
Yeah. So, he did hit that low point with alcoholism in recent, 25 years ago or so?
Yeah.
Less than 5 years ago. But he also revealed that he was in the early stages of dementia at that point. So, and he says, he told CNN in an interview back in 2014 that his 1972 performance with the Partridge Family at Madison Square Garden was the highlight of his entire life.
Wow. Cool.
I think that would probably be mine, too, if I had something to sing on stage at Madison Square Garden, but I don't.
I've always been kind of fond of Shirley Jones anyway, ever since The Music Man. So.
Yes. Did any of the guys had crushes on Mrs. Partridge, didn't they?
Well, I might. And she was
kind
old.
Of a dish.
She was a little old for me, but and way too old for Wayne. So you know, it's probably not.
I don't think
either one of us were in love with Annette Funicello either. So there you go. No, now, nice. little earlier than our time.
So a sad day in music news, mm-hmm. But also a very interesting and important day in history.
It is. Yeah. In 1963, John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and allegedly by, I guess, do I say allegedly
yes.
on that?
Because say allegedly.
We were discussing this off air. I'm not really sure everybody's exactly settled on what happened, but it appears as though Lee Harvey Oswald shot him from the book repository.
From the book depository.
Book repository. And I have to say, my family was very conservative. So JFK was not certainly, let's see, what was I in seventh grade or eighth grade at the time? I was old enough to be politically active, but not terribly politically active. And I realized that my parents didn't, you know, they didn't vote for him. But once Kennedy got in and once he showed the leadership that he showed, which was a year and a month earlier, the crisis in October, what we ended up calling the Cuban Missile Crisis, he and his administration stepped up and did a really amazing job of staving off Armageddon.
Right.
It was a good crew. They had the right people. We were very fortunate to have the right people at the right place at the right time so that World War III didn't happen. I think World War III will probably be, as they say, only Cher and the Roaches are going to be left after that because the rest of us are doomed.
It's wonderful when a leader can create that bipartisanship
and
want to make everyone work together.
He had the gravitas that when he said something, the Soviets took it to heart.
Right.
And saw that, started out very steadfastly and saw this whole thing through. And there were many, many places that we could have had a slip up and it would have been certainly knocked civilization back, you know, a dozen centuries or so.
Right.
And so it was very hard on everybody when Kennedy was killed. And coincidentally enough, Wayne and I both remember before the announcement, mm-hmm. I can remember them playing the Star Spangled Banner, and then the principal of the school came on and announced what happened. And
you're giving me the chills. Just
yeah, it was.
Thinking
it was
about
just,
being there.
I imagine a lot of people our age have about the same memory.
Oh, certainly. I think everybody our age remembers exactly where they were, because after that, you got to remember, up where I lived in the mountains, we only got two channels anyway, and it completely, totally took over television for a week,
yes,
or more, perhaps.
Yeah. Now.
And, very profound experience.
You mentioned the alleged, you know, you struggled to say alleged shooter. Who in this room believes in the grassy knoll? There was another shooter at the grassy knoll. Anyone?
I don't really know. I mean, I've looked at the acoustic data on. And
I know
echo
you've
data
looked
and,
at the
and,
data
and all
Tom.
Of that, and
you
I can't,
always look at the data.
Of course, I did, and I can't really make the case that other people have made on that, but it just seems. Wayne and I, again, were talking about this. It seems really weird that a sleazeball nightclub owner, possibly even a pimp, a bit of a pimp anyway, Jack Ruby, just happened to be right there in the garage of the police station at exactly the right time. Now, the fact that he was armed doesn't surprise me. It's Texas, so that just goes without saying. But how did this guy... What was his purpose? How did this guy do this? This was not a fine, upstanding, law-abiding citizen. This guy was a little sketchy.
Right.
And so how did Jack Ruby just happen to be there? What caused him to be there? How did he get the information? Blah, blah, blah. Just
a lot of things that don't
add up. There's too many coincidences
up.
There that could be true, and they could just be coincidences. So who knows?
Okay.
I don't know we'll ever know more than we do.
That's right.
Right. I don't know if there's
anyone.
That's
one of those ones you just give up on after a while.
I don't think there's anyone left alive that could clear it up, even if they were willing.
No, I don't think so.
A relative of Ruby or...
If this were an exterior plot to the office of the president, we'll never find out because the people that would have plotted it would have had all the access. I mean, have hold of all the information. So we'll never find out.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't get any take. No one said they were with the grassy knoll theory here, and we've got six people. So I didn't have any hands raised.
And you didn't raise yours.
And well, I didn't raise mine either.
I think Tom put it the best. We'll never know.
Conjecture? We have to let it be.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an interesting thing to sit around in a bar and drink some adult beverages and talk about, because we've all, especially if you're my age, you're steeped in it because there's been movies made about it. But what actually happened? All conjecture.
We'll never know. Mm-hmm. All right. This is The Mix. We're talking holiday shopping tips with producer Brandon. We'll come back in just a minute and run those down, as well as going out with a song from our students. Micaiah and Deborah have a little bit of holiday cheer and something to inspire us as we make our way through this holiday shopping season. And here's something you should not do while you're holiday shopping. Rick Springfield on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, this is The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD. I'm Tori Shea. Good morning on the eve of Thanksgiving. We've been getting a few holiday shopping tips from producer Brandon. And why don't you run down that list for us quickly to recap and just remind everyone of a few, we've got a few common sense tips here. To make sure that your holiday shopping goes smoothly.
Of course, yeah. If you need more tips, I will be going over these again tonight on the Fusion Circuit.
That's right.
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Brandon is on the air.
But the rules are, rule one, of course, don't go unless you have to, because of e-commerce. Be careful when going to big box stores, rule two. Rule three, make sure your phone is fully charged.
Good one, yeah.
Rule four, never go alone. Always bring a buddy or a group. Rule five, bring extra snacks.
Yeah, I like that one.
Don't know if you're either going to run out or if you're going to, hand some to some people in line.
Yeah, and it's expensive to eat out, too.
Of course. Rule six, make friends. Just talk to people in line. You might have something in common and make a new friend.
Sure.
Rule seven, dress comfortably. Don't wear your Sunday best if you're just coming from Thanksgiving dinner. Wear tennis shoes because you're going to be walking or running a lot depending on where you're at.
Right. And I like to wear something I can get in and out of quickly just in case I find something for me that I want to try on.
Exactly. And rule eight, if you are camping at a store or if you're antisocial, make sure that the store has Wi-Fi or bring a handheld game so you're not bored.
There you go. Perfect. Micaiah and Deborah have a song to inspire us as we make this holiday shopping trip. Tell us a little about it.
Okay, well, we are going to do a cover song of India Irie's There's Hope.
Okay.
So this song is about, so Black Friday, everybody's in the craze of just, getting stuff, just a lot of stuff. And some things can be good, but sometimes you just gotta enjoy what you have now. So as you're having fun with your family and stuff and going to Black Friday, just take this in mind. You ready?
Go ahead.
Ready? When I had a little, I thought that I needed a lot. A little was overrated, but a lot was a little too complicated. Little didn't satisfy me, a lot didn't make me happy. And that's when I learned my lesson, that it's all about your perspective. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't the best, it's there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Back when I had a little, I thought that I needed a lot. A little was overrated, but a lot was a little too complicated. Little didn't satisfy me, A lot didn't make me happy. And that's when I learned my lesson. That is all about your perspective. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car. It's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. This hope doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that.
Micaiah and Deborah on
Excellent.
The mix. That was wonderful,
yeah,
girls.
Really.
Do you have a name for your group?
Our group is DM2U, which stands for Direct Message to the Unique.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. So if I wanted to book DM2U, are you available?
Yes, we are.
Oh, fantastic.
And who would we call?
Well,
or who would we text, or who would we email?
Well, you can visit our website at DM2TheUnique.com. And we have a contact page on that website as well.
Perfect. You have a beautiful voice, and you're wonderful. You're a wonderful musician.
Thank you very much.
I think we need to make you an album.
Very nice, yes.
Can you make them an album, Tom?
I certainly could.
Oh, thank you. And also, our website is the name of our Gmail, too, if you would like to email us.
Oh, perfect.
So it's DM2TheUnique@gmail.com.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I bet you maybe you have a little something like a classic Christmas or holiday song you want to play us out?
Yes.
You do?
Okay.
I heard some whisperings about that before, but if I'm putting you on the spot, we can... They're whispering to each other.
I think we all know you're whispering to each other. You could just say it, so...
How about a little syllable of Jingle Bells? Because that's kind of Thanksgiving, too, you know, if you look at the history of it.
Oh, yes.
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah. I love Jingle Bells.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's
all
a fun song.
All in favor?
That's probably one of the most recorded Christmas songs we do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the history behind that song?
No, I don't.
No.
Oh. I was asking.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us.
I thought you were going to fill me in with the history on that song. It's going to get cool.
You know.
See, now you're supposed to know the history on everything, Tom.
Oh, sorry about that.
You know everything. Okay.
All right. DMTU with Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing in a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Beautiful. Thank
Excellent.
You so much.
Excellent.
DMTU on the mix. I was thinking about joining in on Jingle Bells, but then when you started to sing, I said, oh, no. I'm not going to touch this. We'll do a chorus all together after we get off the air. Thanks so much for giving the holiday shopping tips, Brandon, and some musical fun. Also, our weatherman, Wayne Gentry, for the travel forecast, and Tom, as always, our good friend with all the data at the end of the
Except
table.
Except I don't know where Jingle Bells came from.
This is The Mix. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday from 90.7 FM and HD.
May 3rd, 1971 was the first broadcast.